Minnesota Real Estate Headlines. Ramsey County Assessor's Office, key resource for MN property valuation. The Ramsey County Assessor's Office estimates market value and determines property classification for property tax purposes, maintaining accurate and equitable valuation of all real and taxable personal property in the county. Real estate professionals in MN rely on accurate county assessments for pricing strategies, client negotiations, and tax appeal guidance in one of the state's core metro markets. Bookmark the assessor's site to verify property classifications and field records for your Ramsey County transactions. Minnesota Real Estate Headlines. MN Agents, How Commissions Work and Who Pays, Bankrate. Bankrate explains how real estate agents earn commission as a percentage of a home sale price and who covers the cost. Understanding commission structures helps MN agents clearly communicate their value to clients in a competitive local market. Review the full breakdown to ensure your commission conversations with Minnesota buyers and sellers are transparent and informed. Minnesota Real Estate Headlines. Hennepin County Property Information Search, MN Tax and Assessment Records. Hennepin County offers a searchable property database for public records on property tax payments and assessment values. Real estate professionals across MN rely on accurate tax and assessment data to price listings, advise clients, and verify property financials. Bookmark this tool to quickly pull tax payment history and assessed values for Hennepin County properties. https://res/property/property-information-search. Minnesota Real Estate Headlines. Minnesota Realtor Commission fees edge above national average at 5.84%. A February 2026 survey of local real estate agents found that the average real estate commission in Minnesota is 5.84%. For Minnesota real estate professionals, understanding local commission benchmarks helps set competitive yet profitable rates in your market. Review the full survey data to see how your commission structure compares. https://listwithclever.com/average-real-estate-commission-rate/Minnesota/. Minnesota Real Estate Headlines. Minnesota Commission Rates. What HomeLight's data means for MN agents. HomeLight breaks down the average Minnesota real estate commission rate and what sellers typically pay realtors to close a deal. Understanding benchmark commission rates helps MN agents communicate value and navigate fee conversations with seller clients. Review the full rate breakdown and seller savings tips at the source link. Minnesota Real Estate Updates. St. Paul launches Pauly, new online system for construction permits and inspections. The City of St. Paul has introduced Pauly, a secure online platform that handles permits, licenses, inspections, complaints, and other city services. Real estate professionals working in St. Paul can now navigate the permitting and inspection process more efficiently, what reducing delays for transactions and development projects. Visit the city's construction permits page to explore how Pauly can streamline your next project. Minnesota Real Estate Updates. MN Licensed Assessors List updated weekly for real estate pros. The Minnesota Department of Revenue refreshes its list of currently licensed assessors every Friday afternoon during the fiscal year. Real estate professionals in Minnesota rely on accurate, up-to-date assessor licensing information to verify credentials and ensure compliant property valuations. Bookmark the official licensed assessors list for weekly updates. revenue.state.mn.us/currently-licensed-assessors. Background and context. Why most small business owners overbuy commercial space? The buy versus lease decision for owner-occupants leans on three factors. Most spreadsheets undercount. 1. Tenant improvement amortization that leaseholders expense and owners capitalize. 2. Opportunity cost of the down payment. 3. The fact that most growing businesses outgrow space in 5 to 7 years and end up subleasing the wrong building. The ownership creates equity. Intuition is real, but smaller than the operational flexibility cost for businesses still finding their footprint. A 5-year lease is often cheaper than a 10-year mortgage on the wrong square footage. Run the buy versus lease analysis with a 7-year horizon and include relocation costs in both columns. Background and context. When a Phase 1 environmental site assessment is non-negotiable. A Phase 1 ESA is required for most commercial loans and is strongly recommended whenever a site has had industrial, gas station, dry cleaner, or auto repair use in its history. The ESA itself does not test soil, it researches historical use and identifies recognized environmental conditions that may justify a phase two, which does test. CERCLA liability for contamination attaches to current owners regardless of who caused the contamination. A phase one performed before purchase establishes the innocent landowner defense, which is otherwise nearly impossible to claim. Order the phase one early in diligence. Turnaround is typically 2 to 3 weeks. Background and context, variance, special use permit, or full rezone, knowing which to ask for. A variance asks the board to bend the rule for your specific lot due to hardship. It is the narrowest and fastest path. A special use permit, sometimes called conditional use, accepts the underlying zoning but adds conditions for a specific use. A full rezone changes the district itself and requires the broadest political process. Filing the wrong instrument is the most common cause of months-long delays. The right instrument can shorten an entitlement's timeline by 60 to 90 days versus the wrong one. Before filing, ask the planner which instrument they would prefer to see. They almost always tell you.